much. And now, next to Yublat, the Gemara jumps, excuse me, from one Nusagit to another. Itmar. Hachaylitz liyevimtai v'chaza v'kitsha. Someone who gives chalitza to his yavama, regular case, not the complicated cases we had earlier with relatives. There are no relatives in this Gemara. No relatives, no ervis, no isuri lavim of relatives. A regular case of a person who gives chalitza. V'chaza v'kitsha. So the chaz of a kitcha is lav dafka. The machlaikis is even the flat chaz of a kitcha, as Taisa says, that the machlaikis of Yechav Reish Lakish is anybody who is chaylat liyavimtai. What is the din of the other brothers? The one who gives chalitza, we all know, is a lav. The one who gives chalitza, he has a lav of layibane to remarry her. It's because of a kitchev, he remarries her, it's chal. What is the din of the other brothers? So we have a machlaikis. Rishakis says, ha'achim chayavan ala chalutza karis, the same thing ala tzara, bein hu bein ha'achim chayavan ala tzara karis. Rabbi Yechin namar, bein hu bein ha'achim einam chayavan ala chalutza karis, v'lai ala tzara karis. So we have here, I can't say it's a simple machlaikis, but at least for Yevamis, it's a relatively simple machlaikis. What is the din of the brothers? One brother did chalitza, and his din we know. The brother did chalitza is now asa to this woman with an issa lav. What is the din of the remaining brothers? Rabbi Yechanan holds the remaining brothers have an isser lav as well. And Reish Lakish says the remaining brothers have an issa karis. Naturally, they argue also regarding the remaining tsaris. Tzaris have the lav or karis, the same achlaikis, but just to keep our conversation simple, we'll talk today about the isser of the other brothers. Okay, that I think you can handle. No? Our question now is, in order to be, to try to understand it, we have to start by trying to understand the svaris. And as I said yesterday, the best way to go into it is to try to see which tzad is more simple, which tzad is what we call svarah chitzayna, the simple svara, and then try to understand the second tzad. That's the way to try to appreciate a machlaikis. So what would we say, al pi pashtus, what should it depend on? We have one brother did chalitza, and we know that brother is alive. The pasuk says, ashalo yibane. And we understand, however, we touch it into the pasuk that kivin shabana shuvla yivana, that there's a lav, and he doesn't have an issacharis. What is the din of the other brothers? Are they to this woman an issacharis? Well, not an issacharis. What should it be talian? So here we have a number of Nekudis that have to come together. Yesterday when I asked this, so somebody mentioned right away it should depend if it's hutra. It depends if a woman who falls to Yibam is hutra. If she's hutra, that means there's no Isereish Asach. This woman fell to Yibam. If you hold hutra, there should be no Isereish Asach at all. And that would explain Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan is the easiest shita to understand. Now, we've been saying since the beginning of the year that Rashi Shita is Hutra. Some Rishonim hold Hutra, and the Tosis seems to hold Hutra. That's what we've been saying all along. So let's try to go with this Mahalach. That Rabbi Yechanan holds Hutra. The Rajba and Daf Mem Aleph says this. This is why we're safe going with such a Mahalach. We know at least one Rishon says it. Let's assume all Rishonim will agree. Hutra. Hutra means what? It means that when somebody falls to Yibam, before anybody does Yibam, before anybody does Chalitza, the Issa Eish Asach is Hutra. The Issa Eish Asach, which is the Issa Karis, falls off. Fine. If we say Hutra, then Rabbi Yechanan Shita is the easy Shita to understand, and Reish Lakish needs a Hesbin. Rabbi Yechanan says there's no Karis, because right away the Issa falls off. And, okay, Reish Lakish holds there is Karis. How are we going to learn Reish Lakish? Either we'll learn Hutra, that's good for the Machlaikis, maybe. Reish Lakish doesn't agree with Hutra. He holds Hutra. Maybe. That'll be an easy way to learn a machlaikis. Yechanan holds Hutra. Reish Lakish holds Hutra. So if you hold it Hutra, there's no Esei Shesach, so there's no Karis. If you hold Hutra, Hutra means if you do Mitzvah Sibum, you can push away the Isser. If you're not doing Mitzvah Sibum, you can't push away the Isser. That would seem to be something of a Hesber. So that would be an easy Hesber. What's the problem with this? See, one problem is that it's very easy, and Rabbi Yechanan gives more explanation. Once we're coming on in Reish Lakish to Gzeres HaKasuv. All right, let's see if that's true. Let's see. Okay, it's true. The Reish Lakish, we have to see. Gemara says, my time is the Reish Lakish. So we're starting with this Hanachim, we'll see if it fits. What? According to what we're saying now, it should be the same Achlaikis if one brother did Yibam. Is there the same Achlaikis if one brother did Yibam? So I don't know what everybody holds, but I know that Rav Shimon in Siman Dalet, in the paragraph Saif Divar HaMaschal Oid, says that if it's Yibum, everyone agrees Shluchusa Da'achim Ka'avid. That's what Rav Shimon writes. This Machlaikis is only a Machlaikis by Chalitza. By Yibum, everyone agrees Shluchusa Da'achim Ka'avid. So this is a Maramachim. We're going to put it aside because we can't confuse ourselves right now. We have to deal with the case in the Gemara. But it's Takamashma in the Gemara that they argue by Cholatzecha Menachem, that they don't argue by Yibe Mecha Menachem. So there is such a thing. Shimon says it. We have to understand what that means. The Chusa de Kula by Yibum. A little hard to understand, but let's focus on what the Gemara says in the meantime. Again. The Gemara is talking by one brother doing Chalitza. L'chayra, we have Bashkofa Rishayna, we have a Glata Pshat, Rav Yechon holds Hutra, so the Issa falls off on all the brothers, and Reish Lakish holds Hutra, so the Issa does not fall off. Well, let's see what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, my time is the Reish Lakish. Amakra, Shalai Yibane, Kivan Shalai Bana, Shuv Loi Yivne. That there's an Issa Lav, Iyuhu dekai b'le yivne. Aval achiv ke dekai mi kai mi. That's what Reish Lakish is saying. Iyuhu dekai b'le yivne. Aval achiv ke dekai mi kai mi. Why does he have to bring a pasuk for this? Why does it say Reish Lakish amar? He is the chaylitz, and the brothers are ke dekai mi kai mi. What's he mixing in the pasuk? The pasuk is emes. There's such a pasuk and there's such a lav. L'chayr has nothing to do. Reish Lakish or Yechid are not arguing about the chaylitz. Everyone agrees the chaylitz is not karis. They're not arguing about it. So what does he have to bring in a pasuk for? He should just say he was chaylitz and ha'achim ki dekai mi kai mi. It's a swara. He was chaylitz. The brothers were not chaylitz.
Yeah,
so Taisus. What? Need a makar for the halacha they agree on, you mean? Okay, so that's pretty much what Taisus is. Taisus iu dekai b'leivne is masber. Taisus iu hu is masber the following. The Reish Lakish is saying that when the Torah said it's a lav, the Torah is menatek the issakaris. The Torah took away the issakaris. Normally I would say there's an issakaris still. Look, if you miyavim, there's no karis. You're allowed to live with him. But if you chaylitz, why shouldn't the issa karis stay? So Taisa says that the pasuk Ashalo Yivne is taking off the Issacharis, saying instead of Charis, it's allowed. That's Taisus Ihu, the first two lines of Taisus. Eloi Haveksiv Loi Yivne Havamina Filuhu Alachalutza Bakaris. Ashi Yasalo Yivne. Not to make Charis Lalav. Allah Mitzarka, the Kaimi Kaimi.
Why can't
we
say both?
Both
what?
Both what?
Charis and Alav. We have sometimes we have two lines, we have Charis and Alav.
Every chorus is also a lav, right?
Yeah,
every
chorus. You said to put on another lav.
We a say sometimes on chorus, why would you add a lav to a chorus?
Sometimes
you say lav or lav. Why don't we have a chorus and a
lav?
Why don't you say that that's not mistaver? If I have a sister-in-law who I wasn't didn't fall to Yibum, it's just a chorus. Now, if a sister who fell to Yibum, then it's Karas plus Alav. It's not Mestaver, the Torah meant to make it more Chamor. If anything, it should be more Kam. So why should that be more Chamor than if she had never fallen? Now, Mestaver should be more Kam. So Mestaver should be more Kam, not more Chamor. Right? Tysus also says a few places in Shas that we only say Lav Rolo Vishnei Lav and we're stuck. We don't have another Pshat. Taisa says a few places, why doesn't it say La Vishne La? And Taisa says, we only say it was that. At any rate, we have now a second Svara. Till now, we say Hutra and Hutra. Taisa here says, Shat in the Gemara, that Asha Lo Yivne, the Pasuk Asha Lo Yivne, takes off Karis, like Rish Lakish, takes off the Issa Karis. In the Bircha Shmuel, in Simen Vav, the end of Isa Aleph, he brings that Reb Chaim was Mesupik. Reb Chaim Chokar, he says, he declared. If this Svara that Tosis says, that the Lav switches it from Karis to a Lav, is it Dafka Reish Lakish who holds that way? Or maybe Reb Yechanan also holds that way. In other words, you could learn, Tosis is explaining Reish Lakish, but the Yisoid could be true like everybody. It could be Silek Reish Lakish, Silek Reb Yechanan holds. That the pasuk Ashala Yivne makes an ice chorus into a lav. So they argue, is it applied to everybody, or is it applied just to the one brother who did chalitza? So Reb Chaim says that you can learn two ways. You could learn that Tosis is saying it dafka l'Rish Lakish, or even according to Reb Yechanan. So let's, in the meantime at least, talk. We have now two possible ideas in Reb Yechanan. Hutra and Hutcha, and this pasuk of Shalai Yibane, which is Megalatos, to take from an Issacharis and make it into an Issalav. In other words, that's all Rabbi Yechon Shita, there's no Charis. So it could be it's a Svar of Hutra, could be it's a pasuk. Now, first of all, before I explain it. Right. Shleipan is also telling me why there's no karis. But that's menatik. That tells you it's alive. That's Reb Chaim's not clarity. That everyone agrees. But to tell you that it's menatik to karis, so that's what we're clear. Menatik karis like Reb Yechanan for everybody, like Reish Lakish just for the brother. It's menatik to laugh for all the brothers, right? Reb Yechanan. Why should we say that? Okay, well, I'll talk about it in a second. Good. That's all I'm going to talk about. Again, I'm trying to work out here pshat. Okay, we have two possible pshat in Rabbi Yechanan. Now, what I want to be marviach is the following. All year, we're saying Rishonim argue of Hutra and Hutra. Right? All year, we're saying that the Rishonim, some Rishonim learn Hutra, some learn Hutra by Yibam. And we're going to continue to say that. I can't take a Gemara and tell me, oh, that machlek to Rishayim is machlek to Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. You can't do that, because if you hold Hutcha, you're not going to tell me Rabbi Yechanan holds Hutra. What we could do is the following. We could say Rabbi Yechanan holds Hutra. If you hold like those Rishayim that always hold Hutra, you have no problem. If you always hold Hutra, Rabbi Yechanan holds Hutra here. You're going to jump up and say, 1 minute, a whole year we're learning that Tosfos holds the emes is Hutcha. Right? I told you in the beginning here, Rashi throughout the Masechta seems to hold Hutra, and Tosis seems to hold Hutra. So if Tosis holds Hutra, how is he going to learn Rabbi Yechanan? So I would say, if you hold always Hutra, you learn, like Tosis says, that really always the Isser is only Hutra. Here, by somebody who's Chaimitz, we have a special Zeres HaKasim, Ashallah Yivneh, which is megalatos, it's menatek, the Issacharis. Now, there's no way I would say Hutzcha, and the Issacharis really stays. Here, the din of Acholot Leavimtai, what happens to the other brothers, by Chalitza? So here, we have a Gezeris HaKosav, in effect, that tells us here, treat it, Kilo with Hutzcha. The Issacharis comes off. So that, what I could really say, is that Reb Chaim's Tutzdadim, is the svara of Tosis true or Rabbi Yechanan? It depends. If Yal Hutra is a svara throughout the Masechta, so you don't need this pasuk for Rabbi Yechanan. This pasuk is only Resh Lakish, like Tosis says. If you hold Lagabe Yibum all the time, it's Hutcha. When someone's Miyabim, this is Hutcha. So we'll say here, by Chalut Sasai, it's a Gzeres HaKasav. The Gzeres HaKasav makes it that it's Hutra. The Gzeres HaKasav Megalatas, the Lagabe Chalut Sasai, the chorus comes off, which in our Lashon is the same as saying it's Hutra. So we have here two factors in Rabbi Yechanan, the Svara et Hutra and the Pasuk. Rabbi Chaim clears if there's such a Pasuk like Rabbi Yechanan. So it's very glad for us to learn that Zicha Rabbi Yechanan's Tali and Hutra, we know the Rashba learns that way. Is this a klal of Hutra? If it is, you don't need a Pasuk. If you learn that generally we would say Hutra, it's only by Chalut Sasai Rabbi Yechanan says Hutra. So it's very good. It's because here there's a pasuk, and we'll use the pasuk. So that we still have to know what they argue with. I mean, we still have a problem in how to dash from sukkim, which is my favorite topic. Hashaloi bana. So there's still a difference here in the pasuk. Rish Lakish is dashing in the pasuk just for one brother. B'yechem is dashing it for all the brothers. So we're still missing something in our Hezba. So we hopefully will still get to it. Okay, so we didn't get to that in the Gemara yet, so we have to get to it. Other rabbi, if we would be in good shape now, we would have a problem. Why does he have to say Shulchan Daf and Kavod?
Because it's only one brother.
So,
the possibility.
Okay, so let's see. So far, which we tried to go through the sugya, and we should need all the reasons in the Gemara. So Rabbi Reish Lakish is the reason we need. Like Reish Lakish for sure. The Lashon Aval Achiv Kidekaimi Kaimi is also very important. In the Brechus Avraham, he makes the Diyuk. The brothers Kidekaimi Kaimi, there's no new Karas, no new Aveira. The brothers remain, they were the way they were all along. It's not because of an Esra. They remain the way they were all along. Nothing ever changed by the other brothers. And the same thing. The same thing. The second machlaik is the Gabi Netzaris. The same thing. Rabbi Yechanan. Now, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechanan? So here, again, we need to see that every word of Rabbi Yechanan fits into the way we understand the machlaikas. Let's see. First, Rabbi Yechanan, he's going to say two things. First thing, Rabbi Yechanan. What's Rabbi Yechanan's reason? Mi kamidi de me ikara iboy haicholot iboy haicholot iboy lahaicholot iboy lahaicholot vasha koila bakaris. What is that slara? What are the words? Mi kamidi de me ikara iboy haicholot iboy haicholot. He's saying there's a slara. What's a slara? The slara is that it's hutra. Is that what he's saying? Isn't that the words? We're saying a svara that it's hutra.
Why?
What?
The
meikara, your mutter, so how could it come in as a karas later? That's what he's saying, no? Right. So he's saying the svara is, if meikara it's mutter, that the isakaras can't come later. Once it's hutra, it can't come later. You know what he's saying? What's he saying?
The mikor is in Tom. And therefore, mikor is in Tom. Therefore, each one of the brothers can do either Yibum or Chalitza.
So how does that prove what happens later? If it's only hutcha, Issachar should come back. Well, hutcha means the Issacharis is there, just the benefit of Yibam outweighs the chsaron of Eishes Achra. That's what hutcha means. Hutcha means Aveir is there, it's just worth it. But if the Aveir is there, so then there's no Mi'ika Midi. Right? So I'm going to explain this Gemara to you the way the Rashba explains it. Okay, later on Daf Mem Aleph, we have the case of Hutra v'Nesra v'Chazra v'Hutra. What is that case? The case of Hutra v'Nesra v'Chazra v'Hutra. It's Rabbi Yechanan talking there, the same Rabbi Yechanan. And the Rashba says that Rabbi Yechanan did, Rabbi Yechanan is the same Svara. That Hutra, if a woman falls to Yibam, he wasn't Miyabim, he married her sister. So she's Nesra. So you have a woman who's Hutra to him, and then he marries her sister, it's Nesra, and then his wife dies, so it's back Hutra. Why is it back Hutra? Says the Rashba, Rabbi Yechanan l'shitasai, that if b'shas nefila it's Hutra, if at the time she fell to Yibam it's Mutter, poof, there's no Issei Shesach, period. Hutra means there's no Isser. If it's Hutcha, Hutcha always means there's an Aveira, but it's worth doing the Aveira to get the Mitzvah. Hutra means there's no Aveira. Zog the Rashba, what's Mi'ika Midi? It's telling you, B'shas Nefila, it was Hutra, it remains Hutra, Lo Ilam Vo'et. That's what Hutra means. Hutra means there's no Aveira. So, the Rashba says the two Gemaras is the same Rabbi Yechanan. It's Rabbi Yechanan here, Rabbi Yechanan there. If the Gemara would stop right here, I would understand Rabbi Yechanan very well. If the Gemara would have stopped at this point, we would have in Rabbi Yechanan three pieces to understanding Rabbi Yechanan. And we have a Rashba who tells it to us. It's not the problem with Achrayim is you jump from one to the next. Everyone says it a little differently. Here we have one Rishon who speaks clearly. The Rashba says very clearly, Rabbi Yechanan's side is Hutra. He doesn't explain Rish Lakish. He's left to work on Rish Lakish. He's only explaining Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan's Hutra. Rabbi Yechanan, there are three pieces to Rabbi Yechanan. The idea of Hutra, the Svara Mi'ika Midi, and the Gzeres HaKosov of La Yibane, which Rabbi Chaim said could be, Rabbi Yechanan agrees, that La Yibane is Menatik Lalav. So how do we take the three pieces together and make one Svara out of it? The Svara is Hutra. What's the logic of Hutra Mi'ika Midi? Now, what's the pasuk? So there are some Rishayim who hold that logically I would say Hutra. So for them, I need this pasuk. The pasuk is telling me that by chalitza it's hutcha. That normally it's hutcha, but by chalitza it's hutra. I need a pasuk to tell me it's hutra. Once I have the pasuk, it's hutra, I still need mi'ika midi to extend it to the other brothers. The pasuk ha'shaloi yibane, Rish Lakish says, is talking about one brother. Rabbi Yechanan is saying, everything depends on shas nefila. That's the whole Rashba. Yechanan saying everything depends on Shas Nefila. Shas Nefila, all the brothers are the same. What's the difference? The brother who ended up doing chalitza, all the other brothers. So again, he holds Hutra v'Nesra v'Chazra. If you hold that he always holds Hutra, which is the way the Rashba explains Hutra v'Nesra v'Chazra v'Hutra, if you hold that he always holds Hutra, then you don't need a pasuk. All you have is two pieces. The Svara and Hutra, which is Hainu Hach. He holds Mi'ika Midi, which means Hutra. That's the way the Rashba works. Okay? It's a glad the Pshat of Rabbi Yechanan, I think it's very glad. If we nem on that there's such an idea as Hutra, it's very glad. Mi'ika Midi is an explanation. Everything is smooth. If you always hold Hutra, if you always hold Hutra, so first of all, how do you explain Daf Mem Aleph? Hutra, v'nesra, v'chazav, v'hutra. So we're going to explain there, not like the Rashba. There, the Ari Shainim, including Taisus. This is always in the Masech Dal Tutcha. Taisus is going to hold on Daf Mem Aleph. Hutra, v'nesra, v'chazav, v'hutra means that the mitzvah of Yibum comes back at the end. Right? There was a mitzvah of Yibum. He married the sister. Yibum became, now you can't do Yibum. The sister died. Taisus there learns Chazav HaHutra means the mitzvah of Yibum comes back. So it's really Hutcha, like Taisus. just the mitzvah of Yibam is more important than the Aveira. You can learn that Gemara Hutcha, and you can learn Rabbi Yechanan holds Hutcha, and an Ar Gemara yells Hutcha because of the Gzeiras HaKasa. So you can learn that way. Or you can learn like the Rashba, which is much easier. The Rashba learns in that Gemara that there's no mitzvah of Yibam. Hutcha v'nesra, there's no mitzvah of Yibam. Chazar v'hutcha means if you want, you're allowed to marry her. If not, not. There's no issa to marry her. So we have, the way it works out, before the next line of Gemara, we have a very b'shmirta way of learning Rabbi Yechanan. No matter which Rishon you are, however you hold in the whole Masechta, by Chalitza, we hold Hutra. Why by Chalitza we hold Hutra? Either because you hold the Svara of Hutra, Mika Vidi, or if you don't hold this Svara of Hutra, then it's a Gilei Akra. A Shola Yivnes by Sachiv is a Gilei Akra, then it's Hutra here. The Gilei Akra, you could argue, like Rabbi Yerush Lakish only applies to this brother. So Rabbi Yechanan says it can't be. Bishas Nefila was Hutra. Mika Midi, Bishas Nefila, you're going to say that if the Chaylitz is Hutra, and if not, now. If the Mika Midi, you extend it to all the brothers. So I would understand. So that this Gemara basically would be a nice, easy Gemara without too many complications. And it comes back, Hutra and Hutra. If we had never heard of it before, it would be complicated. But, you know, we all heard of Hutra. We heard of Hutra. But maybe we have a way to learn Rabbi Yechanan.
If Hutra is only after the Chalitza, how can you say it was all the brothers?
If you say it's only for a case of Chalitza, so what the way the Rashba expresses it is that it's a din in the Shas Nefila. A din in the time you fall. Shas Nefila, it's Hutra in certain cases. In that case, it's going to be Hutra. If one is Miyabim, so we're not going to say Hutra. If one is Chaylitz, then we'll say such an idea of Hutra. Nachinami is Gezer Sarkasim, but it has to be a Shas Nefila. Now, this is a basic mahalach in the Gemara, and again, since it's a gebayt on a Rashba, it's a very comfortable way of learning the Gemara. Now, the problem is that Rabbi Yechanan doesn't stop here. Rabbi Yechanan says one more thing, and that is the next line of Gemara. Ela, iyu shlichusa da'achim ka'avid, iyu shlichusa da'tzara ka'avid. Everybody is in on this mitzvah. He, when he's chaylitz, he's a shliach of all of his brothers. So here, we're saying a new idea, and why Rabbi Yechanan needs this is something we have to understand. And Rish Lakish disagrees. Rish Lakish holds, Vaisdais, that it's not shlichus da'achim ka'avid. So the question is, what's the machlokes? And why do we need the machlokes to explain Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan apparently felt that just to say Hutra is not good enough. I have to add the shlichus da'achim ka'avid. So we have to understand why Reish Lakish has to say, why Rabbi Yechanan has to say this nakuda. Why he has to add the shlichus da'achim ka'avid? So here we need one more piece, and in the Birchas Avraham he quotes Rabbi Chanan from the Kovetz Sa'aris Klal Dalet Ois Tes, where Rabbi Chanan not only he's explaining, but he's explaining based on Yerushalmi, which is again a Makar Kadmain for his explanation. But the way the Birchas Avraham explains the Rabbi Chanan, I don't think is what Rabbi Chanan is saying. He adds a nice nekuda, the way he says it. And when I learned the Berachas Avraham, I thought it was correct. However, I found in the Asvan Dairaisa, he has one piece on Yevamos, Klal Ches. And in the Hisafa to Klal Ches, he explains this Gemara, and he adds a very important nekuda, which after I saw in Nasun Dairais, I see that that's what Rabbi Chanan is saying. I think he'll agree with me. That's what he's saying. And he adds a main nekuda to the machlekes Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Now, here we're going to start with something that's klaliistic. Everything we said till now has to do with this case. The pasuk in this case, butcher in this case, finished. Here, the Asvan Deraisa learns that the nekuda of machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish here is the following issue. There are times where you can have a mitzvah, it doesn't have to be a mitzvah, it can be a din of the Torah, which is chal on many people, but only one person does the mitzvah. And the question is how you look at it. This idea of shlichus da'achim, the question is how do you look at it? How do you look at such a situation? Let's say there's an aveda here in the middle of the room. And we all see it, we're sitting here with the mishmuzing, three or four friends, we see an aveda, we say, oh, a mitzvah sase. So whose mitzvah is it to pick it up and return it? All four of us. And we can't all four pick it up. One person picks it up and he returns it. Who was mekayim the mitzvah of returning the aveda? Only the person who picked it up. No one's going to say, shlichusa da'achim kavid, he's a shlech for everybody. Right? No one's going to think that this person who did it is a shliach for everybody. Not a shliach for everybody, no? He is, he's the one that grabbed the mitzvah. The rest of us had a mitzvah, so how are you going to learn? I also had a mitzvah to return it. I'm a vatal of mitzvah. How would we understand this? He's an aveda. Four of us eat at the same time. I have a chiyuv, an asay, and a lav. Right? L'sucha l'salem, l'ashek t'shivem. All four of us have a mitzvah to return it. You know, one person picks it up and returns it. What happened to the other three exactly? The Iver and the Bitla Se?
They never got the mitzvah of working to Shiva.
Why?
They were able to love the Lazar because they made sure one was taking it, but they never got the person to Shiva yet.
But they had a mitzvah, Bishas, and I said,
they had
a Chiyuv.
They had a lot of places in the Lazar.
So what happened to their Chiyuv? They weren't Iver Lazar and Salim, you could say, because it went into good hands. Perhaps. What's the Hashem Shivim? Did they have a chiyuv of Hashem Shivim at that time? They had a mitzvah of Shabbat. So what happened to the mitzvah? It never came? Is that true? It says if someone is misalim, he's either b'lav asay. It's not like if you look away, then you have the lav and not the asay. Gemara says you have the lav asay.
If you're being misalim, then you're being
mivatel
mitzvah
aseh.
Also,
if I'm misalim, I'm
over aseh.
So as long as it ends up returned, so what does it mean? I have to make sure it ends up returned. So someone picks it up, I have to follow him and remind him it's returned. If I don't follow him and remind him, if he doesn't return it, so what happens if four of us are looking at it? One person picks it up and he doesn't return it. He's lazy. So I have chsar, and I'm really mechuyev to make sure it gets returned. Is that true? So I don't know. It's taka very hard to know. Maybe I'm allowed to trust such a person. So it's not mamishlichus, but it's ken of shlichus. Okay, I don't know, but I think we all agree. No one's going to say shluchusa da'acherim kavet, even though it's taka hard to figure out. The mitzvah's chal on everybody. So how does that work? So I don't know how it works exactly. What? Like if the person picked it up, I know him, he's a shlamazel, he always forgets things, he's absent-minded, so then maybe I may take him and let him pick it up. Maybe I have to stop him. So that means I do have a chiyuv.
So
why does my chiyuv come off? I already was mechuyuv that it be returned. So what does that mean? He's like my shliach, he's doing it for me. Let's say I would have picked it up. You would agree I can't give it to someone to return for me if he's not a trustworthy person.
I have a mitzvah.
So when I see it, I really also have a mitzvah. When Miss Alam, I'm over on Da'asay. It's Gezeres HaKasim. Someone picks it up, I'm off. Svara. Can both return it. I'm not trying to make chidushim in the halachas of shlichus. I'm just trying of hashavas aveda. I'm trying to show you how you have situations, or an example that in the Berachas Avraham, he gives a different example. He says, Shibud Mamun. Let's say you lend me money. So my nechasim ha-meshubitz, you lend me $1,000. I own three properties. Lend me $1,000. All three properties are meshubitz to you. The three properties are worth more than what you lent me. So what's the vart? Which is meshubitz to you? They're all meshubitz to you, equally. At the end of the day, let's say you collect from one. So what does that mean? Does that mean the other two were not meshubitz? They were all meshubitz. At the end, you can only collect from one. Just like an aveda, only one person can return it. The shibud could be chal on everything. Even though the returning, you only took one, you didn't take all three. But you see, you can have a din that's chal on many, and a kiyum of the din that's chal on one. Now, let's get to a more tachlistic example. A man dies, and he has three fields, and he has three sons. Let's say no bechar, just to make it easy. So a man dies, he has three fields, he has three sons, there's no bechar, the oldest was a daughter. The three sons, each one gets one field. Now, which son gets which field? They have to make an agreement between them, right? The minute the father died, who owns the field? The second he dies, Mason can't own anything, Pashtus. The mace can't own the field. Who owns the field the second the man dies? All three. All three are shifting. You're right, it's a machlekes of Breira, but at the second that he dies, certainly all three are shutfin. There's a machlekes in Breira, which is a machlekes of what? The father died. At the minute the father died, there's no question. All three own every penny of the Arusha. It's a case, there are three fields, every son owns everything. That's Arusha. Yerusha is owned by everyone completely. That's why Torah is Meirasha Kilas Yaakov. Every yid has a chelik in everything, not divided. Later, the brothers get together. It's done. They wait till after the shiva, and they get together and they make an agreement. They say, "You get this field, and I get that field, and the third one gets the third field." How do we look at it? Do we say that now it's a gloy milsa l'mafrei? That the field actually fell, this one to him, and this one to him, and that one to the third one. What do we say? No. Each person owned everything. Now, they made a business deal. They sold to each other. Brother number one said, "I'll sell you my chelik in that field if you give me your chelik in this field." He went to the third brother, and they made an agreement to swap. I have a third chelik in three fields. I'll give you my third in your field, you give me your third in this field. And the same thing the other brother. This nidain is a nidain in the Gemara. This nidain is a Gemara in a few places, in five or six places in Shas. One of them is Gittin Mem Aleph, I think it was. And in Be'ah Lamed Zayin. There's a machlaikis if, the Lashon is, Achim Shachalku Lekuchesein. If brothers who divide, Lekuchesein, they're like doing a new business deal. When brothers divide Yerusha, Lekuchei say, or do you say, the Achim Shachalku are Yerushim, they're just Megala, the Mafreya, Yerusha. What is this Machlaikis Tali in? So this is Tali in what we call Breira. What is Breira? Breira is an idea. The word Yesh Breira means that things could be Nizgala, the Mafreya. Things can be revealed retroactively. You can have a gilu l'mafra. I could do something today, and with this it'll be nizgala that the minute my father died, this field came to me, and that field came to him, and that field came to him. What's a svara for Breira? That's a tough one. We're not going to deal with it today. But there's such a mandiyamar that holds yesh Breira, that things are nizgala l'mafra. Rabbi Yechanan holds that there's no Breira. Rabbi Yechanan there says, Ha'achim shakolku l'kuchay say. Things are not nizbara l'mafreya. We don't say that the way it happened today is nizgala l'mafreya. We say it's only mekana l'abba. Rabbi Yechanan has a tremendous chumrah According to Rabbi Yechanan, every Yovel, what happens, Yovel? All the kuchis of Karka and Eretz Yisrael go back to the original seller. So if you have three brothers that divided and they live till Yovel, on Yovel, everything goes back to the way it was B'Shas Nefila, and they have to divide again. It could be by the time Yovel comes, the three brothers died and their children divided their things. And when Yovel comes, all the grandchildren have to come and meet again. Everything goes back to the person who was Mayrishit, and they have to divide all over again. Ha'achim shachkalchu l'kuchay sein, b'chayzrim b'yayvel. Shmedes chiddush, Rabbi Yechanan. But that's Rabbi Yechanan's shita. The things are not in his bar, ein breira, things are not in his bar, l'mafreya. Rabbi Yechanan l'shitasai, in our Gemara, holds that we're not mevarer lemafreya which brother was oimed to be chalitz, which brother was going to do chalitza. You can't be mevarer lemafreya. There's no such thing. When the man died, his wife fell to all the brothers, either for yibum or for chalitza. Ha'achim shlucha da'achim, the idea of Rabbi Yechanan that he's saying iu shluchusa da'achim ka'avid is coming to far-end-fer Reish Lakish's shita. Reish Lakish holds that whoever is chaylitz, he's the chaylitz. That's it. For the other brothers, it was never hutra. B'shas Nefila, there was no heter. Because B'shas Nefila, we thought there's a heter to all the brothers. But later, when one brother is chaylitz, so truth is even if one brother is miyad, the idea, if you hold that it's not doing shlichus of the achim, it means you're saying that the gloi milsele mafreya, that the nefila was to one brother. We thought b'shas nefila it's to all the brothers, but since one was chaylitz, he's the one that it fell to. So that the nekuda machleks of Yechon Reish Lakish is Reish Lakish holds that when one person is chaylitz, it's a gloi milsele mafreya b'shas nefila. That he was the one that it was aimed to. Rabbi Yechanan says no such thing. We don't do things l'mefreya. We don't go back and say it's a gloi milsa l'mefreya. We say that when it fell to all of them. I, one is chaylitz, and achinami, he's chaylitz for all of them. Shukusin to kulakav. And if you look at Rabbi Chanan, he uses these words, a gloi milsa l'mefreya. He doesn't mention the Gemara in Gittin Daf Mem Aleph. He doesn't say the words Breira, but he says this Nakuda, that the Nakuda Sarachlaikas or Shlok Shereb Yechanan is if it's a Gloi Milfil Amafreya. Yeah. What I'm telling you now has to fit with everything we said till now. In other words, we're saying Yechanan Tutra, and the Rajba says B'Shas Nefila Tutra. That has to shtim. It does shtim. Because the aside that we said till we got to this piece of Gemara, what did we say? I told you before this piece of Gemara, everything is geshmirt. How's it geshmirt? Rabbi Yechanan holds hutra. So Memela, there are no isurim. There's only this new lav. He holds hutra. What was the Rajba's hasber? That b'shas nefila it's hutra. Hutra v'nesra chazav hutra. B'shas nefila it's hutra. Rabbi Yechanan and Shlokish both agreed to that. The Rajba learned, everyone agrees, B'shas Nefila, there's a Heta Gomor. And since there's a Heta Gomor, it's only a Lav, and it's not a Sakaris. Either because it's Svarich Hitzayin or because it's Xeris Akos. Everyone agrees to that. The question is, B'shas Nefila, there's a Heter? To whom? Who gets the Heter, B'shas Nefila? Reish Lakish says, I'll tell you who gets the Heter. Wait a little while, see who does Chalitza, and he's the one that gets the heter of this pasuk Ashulayivna. It's a gloi milsele mafreya. It's retroactively nizbar. Rabbi Yechanan says, I don't hold of this svara that we say things are chal mafreya. I don't hold of this whole mahaloch. The Torah doesn't work that way. The Torah works mekana laba. Doesn't work l'mafreya. B'shas nefila, all the brothers had an option of yibum b'chalitza. And therefore, b'shas nefila tzutcha to all of them. So this, it turns out, all the pieces of Rabbi Yochanan are needed. We need Hutra. The Svarim Ikamidi is a Svarah that it's Hutra to all of them. Reish Lakish says, Igloi Milsalam Afreya. He says, no, Shluchus Adachim Ka'avid. Shluchus Adachim Ka'avid means that they all have a mitzvah. It's not a Igloi Milsalam Afreya that one of them has a mitzvah. They all have a mitzvah. Just only one can do Chalitza, so one will do Chalitza. But that one is doing it on behalf of all of them. So that we have a mahalach here in Rabbi Yochanan. Now, it's very challenging to start to figure how do we paskin by Breira, yesh Breira, ain't Breira, does it shtim, doesn't it shtim? So that's challenging avoda. Maybe we should go into it tomorrow, maybe we shouldn't. But for pshat in the Gemara, it's very glad. What?
Why does
Rish Lakish need a pasik? So it seems that Rish Lakish wouldn't hold Hutra if not for the pasik. If not, that it was nitik. Rish Lakish zicha needs a pasik. In other words, he may hold Svarach Yitzai Netzotcha, and you have a pasik. Now, the Rishayim that the whole Hutra won't be bothered by Rish Lakish, because the Rashi Lo ignores Rish Lakish. He just deals with Rabbi Yochanan. Unless you come out a different reason you need a pasik, it'll also be fine. But the point is that in Reish Lakish, you zicha need a pasik. In Rabbi Yochanan, Reb Chaim says you have two ways to learn. Gradually, Reb Chaim is more noite at the end of the piece there to say that you don't have a pasik, Rabbi Yochanan. The reason that he says there. He says that if it's sutra, it's not nitik, basically. But
according to Reish Lakish, why would you well hold two sisters because their problem has no place to come by you?
According to Reish Lakish, if two brothers
fall to
two sisters, according to Reish Lakish, if you're miyabim, why don't we say the same thing? So, not for this case, but for a different case, Reb Shimon, in the Chiddush Reb Shimon, Simon Dalid, says that Reish Lakish has to be moida by Yibum, that's the Chusadach and Kavit. Because when you do Yibum, there he agrees that the Issei Shesach falls off of all the brothers. So that, if I understand what you're asking correctly, Taka, Reb Shimon says that when you do Yibum, this whole Shtikal Torah doesn't apply. This whole Shtikal Torah in Asugya, this Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Lakish is unique to Chalitza and not to Yibum. Now I want to tell you right away, I'm not sure, I know this Reb Shimon, I have one Maramuk, and there may be others who learn Machlokes is by Yibum as well, I don't know. But at least for the time being, now what I try to do today is to give a glatta mahalach and pshat. And pshat in the sugya here. Machlokes Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, as it turns out, is taka gaboit on hutra. But it's not a stira that it's gaboit on hutra, and it's still toluy if you hold shluchus adachim kavid or not. It's still toluy in that. Because you could say hutra from today till tomorrow, you still have to know who it's hutra to. It's a hutra, but who is it hutra to? The chaylitz? Certainly hutra. What about everybody else? So the nekuda of the machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish turns out, after you accept the idea of hutra, the nekuda of the machlekes is, to whom? Is it to the chaylitz? Or is it to all of them? That in turn, at least according to what the Asim writes, it says, it's totally, why do you say things retroactively? Why do you say things achalam afreya? So that we have something of a derech in the pshat here. Now, it's a little dangerous. I'm going one mahalach. The truth is that if you look in the Likud Svarim, different Rosh Hashivas have different mahalachim here. So it's a little hard to go say one mahalach and say strictly that this is the way to go, but the basic idea of hutra, everybody has to go with, it's a rajma. And the idea of it being Chalam Afreya also is really very hard to learn Shluchus of the Achim any other way. That's Mestavim. If you look around, you'll see there are other Mahachim, but it's hard. Now,
so either they both need a Pasuk or neither need a Pasuk. Either of them know how to need a Pasuk, or they're supposed to need a Pasuk.
If they both need a pasuk, if you hold the alma hutra, so then they both need a pasuk. That's easy. Yeah. So the question is, if you hold the alma hutra, why does Reish Lakish need a pasuk? That's what you're asking. You always hold hutra, so then There's only one machlekes Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, if it's Chala Mafreya. So what is Rish Lakish coming? Ashlo Yibana is Pesach, Yikri Shalo Yibana. You, the Koy Belayim, now Balachim, the Kaimi Kaimi. So why does he have to quote the Pasuk? You're right, Rabbi Shlokish fits better if Rish Lakish holds Sotcha. Itaka fits better. I don't know if there's any makar to say, a different gemara to say holds that way, I don't know. Itaka fits better. If he holds Baal Mahotcha, then it's good. Rish Lakish, Tais is not a promise. Tais holds everybody says Sotcha. So here it's special because Ersakasa, Tais is sheet. The diuk of the Birchas Avram ki dekaimi kaimi is, it fits very well. Rish Lakish Shita is like Abba, the other brothers ki dekaimi kaimi, nothing ever changed. Right, the words ki dekaimi kaimi is the original list that continues. Continues the way it was all along. So it's a smooth mahalach. Now what remains for us is perhaps the ramifications of saying Breira in Rabbi Yochanan. I have to see. But more importantly, I mentioned to you yesterday that I'm not sure if Shlichusa Da'achim is literally Shluch Hashem Kabaisai, the Mamish Shliach of the brothers, or no, it's just a Lashon. Now, we don't like in Shas usually to say it's just a Lashon. But what would happen if one brother is doing Chalitza, the other brother says, no, I'm not making you my Shliach, I don't want you to do Chalitza? Could he mess up a chalitza that way? We have to look at Shulchan Aruch. We have to see if there's such a thing. The other brothers are now masking to one of the chalitza, which shlichus mamish. And more importantly, if one of the brothers is a cotton, what are we going to do then? So Devaila, I found one maramakim on this, and that's the Kibbutz Yaakov Simin Yudalit. The stipler there is going on the Gemara and Daf Chaf. He brings a Nidah B'Yehuda. Nidah B'Yehuda is a Sefer Dorish L'Tzion. The abbreviation there, Dalet Vav Lamed Tzadik, which I don't know how you're supposed to figure out what it stands for. It's Dorish L'Tzion, which is one of Nidah B'Yehuda's Svarim. There, the stipler brings, he holds it's a Din Shlichus Mamish. And Mamish goes through a Din Shlichus. And if Shlichus won't apply, it's going to be a problem. The stipler himself is Matmiyah, that he learned the Gemara that way. Mamish Lichus, he's Matmiya, that he learned the Gemara that way. He says, doesn't mean Mamish Lichus. So hopefully, for tomorrow, we'll try to understand the Tzedadim and Baker, the Kasha. If one brother's a cut, this can change everything. So that, I mean, it's a show I'm going to try to work out tomorrow.